Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. 35 years after the release of the original film, the Star Wars series has captured the imagination of multiple generations. Carl Rubino, the Winslow Professor of Classics at Hamilton College, explains the story's myth-like appeal.
The Star Wars story, we are told, takes place, quote, a long time ago in a galaxy far away, unquote. One reason these films have been so popular is that they recall another such world, heroes with troubled parentage, tutors with mysterious powers, immense journeys that represent whole lifetimes, the eternal struggle against disorder and violence. All these themes are familiar to readers of the heroic sagas of ancient Greece and Rome. Star Wars fans love Yoda, the Jedi master who tutors Luke Skywalker on a remote planet. Fans of Greek myth will remember Chiron the Centaur, who lived in a cave on Mount Pelion. There he taught the young Achilles the skills of hunting, breaking horses, medicine, and music. Achilles also discussed the ancient virtues with his master, just as Luke does with Yoda. The struggle between Luke and Darth Vader reminds us of Oedipus, who did not know who his father was until it was too late. Luke, unlike his Greek predecessor, is able to redeem his father and reconcile with him. Films about ancient Rome, once a Hollywood staple, went into a long eclipse in the mid-60s, not to return until the appearance of Gladiator in 2000. During those years, however, inventive filmmakers found other ways to display Roman motifs. The Star Wars story, in which a motley crew of upstarts struggles against an evil empire, in quotes, provides an outstanding example of dressing up perennial themes in fancy new clothes. The Star Wars films bear witness to the enduring power of this ancient legacy, which has much to do with the secret of their appeal. Those ancient Greeks and Romans are not so far away from us as we might think.
That was Carl Rubino of Hamilton College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.